"How nice of you to join us," she said. "And what have you been doing?" "I had to, you know, go." The warden jabbed at Armpit with her pitchfork, knocking him backward into the big hole. The pitchfork left three holes in the front of his shirt and three tiny spots of blood. "You're giving these boys too much water," the warden told Mr. Pendansky. They continued to dig until late afternoon, long after all the other groups had finished for the day. Stanley was down in the big hole along with the other six boys. They had stopped using the wheelbarrows. He dug his shovel into the side of the hole. He scooped up some dirt and was raising it up to the surface when Zigzag's shovel caught him in the side of the head. He collapsed. He wasn't sure if he passed out or not. He looked up to see Zigzag's wild head staring down at him. "I ain't digging that dirt up," Zigzag said. "That's your dirt." "Hey, Mom," Magnet called. "Caveman's been hurt." Stanley brought his fingers up to the side of his neck. He felt his wet blood and a pretty big gash just below his ear. Magnet helped Stanley to his feet, then up and out of the hole. Mr. Sir made a bandage out of a piece of his sack of sunflower seeds and taped it over Stanley's wound. Then he told him to get back to work. "It isn't nap time." When Stanley returned to the hole, Zigzag was waiting for him.